News from Oroville, Monday, 18th of August, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Eleni. Coordination, Andrea. Well, the weather this morning is slightly overcast with cooler temperatures and less humidity after last night's rainstorm. There will be a general meeting today at Town Hall Conference Room at 5 p.m. The agenda includes exploration and discussion on the sale and exchange of Oroville's outlying lands and preparation of an agreeable policy for land exchange. A general information meeting will soon be held on roads in Oroville and a Crown prototype. The panels with design proposals for the Crown Road are on display on the ground floor at Town Hall. They are the same panels which were used for the presentation to the Governing Board during their visit last month. Please note, it's a work in progress, and there may be some more modifications in the coming days. The general information meeting about the Crown prototype, its design exploration, and roads in general is proposed to be called for 4th of September at 5 p.m., Town Hall Conference Room. Further announcement with a detailed agenda will follow. The Eddie and Chavity Healing Center, a co-creation between Villagers, Oroville's Tamarai Project, and Langara College in Vancouver, British Columbia, will open in October with the purpose of being a healing clinic and educational center that hopes to revive and sustain ancient Tamil healing practices and integrate modern science, yogic science, and integral yoga-based complementary healing practices along with biosustainable green practices. Initially, it will be open Monday through Friday from 10 until 1 p.m. The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture announces an exceptional photo exhibition dedicated to Serge entitled A Long Association. The exhibition features His Holiness the Dalai Lama's first two visits to Oroville in 1973 and 1993. The Dalai Lama states, "I feel very strongly that Tibetan culture will have a future role to play in humanity. Therefore, wherever there are spiritual centers like Oroville, if Tibet can participate, it can be a way or a channel to communicate Tibetan culture to other people." The exhibition opens on Wednesday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. and at 6:30 p.m., a touching final interview with Serge from February will be shown. Michel Jonas has consented to open the exhibition, which will run through the 20th of September. A piano recital by Antonio Luciani with Ladislav on violin, featuring music of Bach, Beethoven, and Debussy, Pitanga, Friday, 7:30 p.m. Freeing Your Healing Voice Play Shop happens every Thursday from 2 until 6 p.m. and is designed as a way to find one's natural soul singing voice through sonic meditation practices and special singing techniques. A variety of circle song exercises are employed for healing, transformation, deepening awareness, concentration, and connection. Please call Jivan at 262-2073 or email jivanfree at yahoo.com. Only 6 participants per session, so it is necessary to pre-register. A little quote from the mother. "One must never make rules. Every minute, one must endeavor to apply the highest truth one can perceive." The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.
Bop-a-loo-bee-bop-bee-dee-bop.